And we're back and ready for the starting lineup for our game. Again, you're at Cabool High School, the Class 3 District 9 Basketball Championship game. The Thayer Bobcats take on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. Bobcats will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They're wearing the green uniforms trimmed in white tonight. Liberty Eagles will be wearing the white trimmed in the blue and red. Let's check the starting lineup from the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be the senior out at the point, Hollis Deckard, Jaden Belcher, the big sophomore, along with freshman Hunter Trinkler. Senior Riley White and senior Heath Combs. So Thayer Bobcats with the three seniors, the freshman and the sophomore in the starting lineup for tonight. For the Liberty Eagles, it'll be senior Parker Toon, junior Alex Toon, freshman Carter Ellett, also number 23, Paxton Hunter, and the big senior in the middle, Drayton Wells, 6'8 kid for the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. And boy, what a crowd we've got here tonight at Cabool High School. If you're familiar with the Cabool High School gym, it takes a lot of folks to fill this place up. And it's not completely full tonight, but it is pretty doggone close. And I think they're going to see a great game tonight. Again, last time these two teams played, Liberty got the win 67-65 on a last-second shot. And Thayer had a shot at the buzzer to win it, a three-pointer that didn't go down. But, boy, it sure did look good off the hands, as it looked like Thayer Bobcats might upset the Liberty Eagles there in that final game of the season. But, you know, if you're going to beat them, might as well beat them in the district championship, right? That's what the Thayer Bobcat fans are thinking. That's what they've been saying as we visit around with the folks as they come in to the Cabool High School gym here this evening. All right, before we get started, say thanks to a couple of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game, including Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Steed Trucking in Thayer. And don't forget Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. Officials are on the scene. Riley White is jumping up against Drayton Wells. Tip is up and controlled by the Liberty Eagles. Alex Toon brings it out of the backcourt. Bobcats going to sit back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Toon going to the right side for number 23, Hunter. Hunter now goes to the top of the key. Down to Ellett on the baseline. Ellett to Wells, making a move in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's good. Wells with the first two of the night. That's good news for Liberty Eagle fans. Wells didn't have a very good night against the Thayer Bobcats a week ago, but he gets off early here tonight. Thayer with the basketball, the offensive end. Hollis Deckard looking to go to the hole, kicks it outside for Trinkler for a three ball. It's off the rim, no good. Riley White down the rebound on the baseline. Kicks it out to Heath Combs. Heath drives in the lane, bounces it down low to Riley White. Riley has it taken away by Parker Toon. Here come the Liberty Eagles on the break. Parker down the left side of the lane, has his shot blocked by Belcher, and Belcher's going to get called for the foul. Jaden Belcher got up and got the block, and a foul going to be whistled on the play. Don't think Coach Pitt likes the call very much. He's talking to the official about it right now. And he'll send Parker Toon. Parker Toon headed to college next fall, where he'll play football at Drake University. Coach Pitt still chewing on the official about that call. Parker Toon hits the free throw, puts the Liberty Eagles up by a score of 3-0 early. We played 1 minute. I think what Matt was arguing about is the fact that they didn't call a foul down after Riley White got that rebound on the other end. He got hammered pretty good. Toon hits both free throws. Toon on the board with his first two of the night, and here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball, looking to get a bucket. Trinkler gives up to Belcher outside, around to Combs. Combs down baseline to White, back to Combs, and now to Hollis Decker. Decker to Belcher. Belcher moves in the lane, pulls up free throw line, gives it back outside to Trinkler. The freshman kicks it back to Belcher. Oh, we got a travel going to be called on Trinkler. Trinkler going to be called for the travel in the lane before he made the pass. So Thayer turns it over. And Liberty with a chance to go up big here early in the first quarter. Hunt got the ball on the right side, swings it around the horn to Ellett. Now baseline to Parker Toon. Looking inside, nobody open there. Now a long shot is up. Good! By Alex Toon. Hit one from downtown. It's 7-0, and the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout to talk about it. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time.
Up there, Bobcat coach Matt Pitts quick on the whistle as the Bobcats are now down 7-0, a minute and a half into the first quarter here in the district championship game. See what the Bobcats will do here differently. Now bring it in the front court with Trinkler over to Hollis Decker. Decker now to Combs on the left side wing. Bounces inside to Riley White. His pass is outside. Oh, it's stolen by Toons. Toons got a hand on it. Will go and score the layup. And a foul will be called on Riley White. Parker Toon outruns everybody to the bucket. Hits the layup and got fouled by Riley White on the play. And Parker Toon going to the free throw line here. There, Bobcats making substitution. That was just a bad pass there. Allowed Parker Toon to get in the passing lane, pick it off, and go shoot the easy layup. Bobcats making substitution. Another freshman, Kipton Horton, checks in the game. Toon hits the free throw. 5 points earlier for Parker Toon. They have Bobcats haven't scored yet. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter. They're down 10-0. Bobcats get it to Trinkler. A three ball from the right side. No good. Rebound, Riley White. Kicks it back outside and throws it into the backcourt. It'll be a backcourt violation on the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White got the rebound, couldn't get a shot up down low, kicked it back outside. It just sailed over Trinkler's head into the backcourt. Another turnover on the Thayer Bobcats, and Liberty with a chance to really go up big here to open this game. Ball goes to Ellett. Now to Toon in the left corner. Back to Ellett. The Liberty freshman puts it on the floor one time, gives it to Hunt. Paxton Hunt back outside to Ellett. And now to Alex Toon. Alex working it outside, hands it to the right side, gives it there to Hunt. Hunt, head and shoulder fake, into the lane, looking to shoot. Belcher jumps on him, here to give out to Parker Toon in the corner. Parker wings it back out top for Paxton Hunter. That'll give it to Alex. Now Parker Toon got it out front. Down to 5:26 to go in the first quarter. Liberty up 10-0 with the ball. They'll bounce it down to Wells on the baseline. Gives it back out to Ellett. He tries to dump it inside. He does to Hunter, and he scores. Liberty, good ball movement and good discipline offensively to work for the final shot. A good shot there. 12-0. Liberty Eagles up on top early. They're about to get through the ball. Horton swings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler spins down the right side of the lane. Couldn't get open for the shot. Gives it to Belcher, and the Bobcats threw it away. Belcher couldn't hang on to the pass, and Liberty Eagles got it back up by 12 here 3 minutes into the first quarter. Ball goes to Toon. Three-pointer out of the corner. Is up off the rim. No good. Wells got the rebound. Back out to Toon again for three. That one rolls out. No good. And the Bobcats control the rebound with Riley White. Thayer needs a bucket here. We've played 3.5 minutes. They haven't put one in the hole yet. Here to get to Riley White inside on a give-and-go by Hollis Deckard. So Riley White, first 2 points tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Maybe that'll break the streak and get the Bobcats a little confidence. They're not playing with a lot of confidence right now, it doesn't look like. Liberty working on the offensive end. Got to Parker Toon, fakes the three, moves to the elbow, gives it to Ellett. Ellett back to Parker Toon, this time in the right or the left corner. Gives it back out to Ellett. Ellett bounces it down inside to Paxton Hunter, and he traveled. Yes, he did. Hunter Paxton with a travel down inside, and the Thayer Bobcats got the ball back, trying to cut into this Liberty lead. They lead it by 10. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Trinkler with it outside for Thayer. Penetrates in the lane, shoots the floater, it's good. Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, gets his first two of the night. And with 3:53 to go, Thayer back with an 8 at 12-4. Liberty brings up across the timeline. Alex Toon handles it out front, moves off the screen, gives it to Parker. He swings it cross court to Paxton Hunter. He'll fire a three ball. It's off the rim, no good, and Horton's got the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to get back within 6 here with a bucket. They get it to Trinkler. Trinkler going to the lane, puts it up off the backboard. No good. Might have been a little bit of a block there by Paxton, and Liberty got the rebound. They get it to Parker Toon in the lane. Shot is blocked. Trinkler comes out there with it for Thayer. Trinkler is going to be fouled as he goes up the floor. That'll be on Parker Toon after the freshman took it away from him. Maybe a little frustration foul there on Parker. Boy, it just makes a good foul. Didn't allow Trinkler to go shoot the uncontested layup. Substitution now for Liberty. Paxton Hunter will check out of the game as alternate. Blaine alternate, number 24, will check in. Everybody gets inbound the ball with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Down by 8. Playing way out away from the bucket here, Tipton Horton. Handles it out between the circles. Thayer trying to stretch the floor, stretch that defense out. Ball goes to Hollis Deckard around the defense, trying to bounce it down to Riley White. And the ball's deflected, but a foul going to be called on the Liberty Eagles. That's on number 24. Blaine Altermat, just in the game, picked up the foul. Team foul number two here in the first quarter on the Liberty Eagles. They are looking to inbound the ball. They lob it in to Belcher. Belcher to Trinkler. Trinkler tries to throw it outside. It's intercepted again. Down to Ellett Toon. He goes and gives it up to Ellett. Ellett gets in the half-court offense. Parker Toon fired to three from out top. No good. Belcher rebounds it for Sayre. Bobcats dodge the bullet there. Belcher coming the other way on the dribble drive. Kicks it out to Horton. Horton down to the baseline. Now to Trinkler. Trinkler will bring it out top and reset the offense for the Thayer Bobcats. Ball goes to the high post to Belcher. Kicks it back out to Horton. And now Hollis. Hollis to Belcher. Powers his way into the lane. Gives it over to Hollis. Gives it over to Riley White, who is wide open for the lay-in. And the Thayer Bobcats on a 6-0 run have jumped back in this game, trailing 12-6 with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. That was a good move by Belcher. Get it down low and then just bounce it over to Riley White, who was wide open. Liberty punches the ball to the high post to Wells. Back outside to Parker Toon. Parker swings it left side to Altermat. Altermat gives it to Ellett, breaking down the left side of the lane. Pulls it up with a shot. No. Wells with the offensive rebound. Couldn't score. Gets it back and puts it in. Wells with the offensive rebound off his own miss and the putback, and Liberty has scored for the first time in a couple minutes. And they lead it again by 8. Thayer with the ball. Belcher, top of the key with a 3. That's no good. Wells jinks down the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Liberty Eagles. Parker Toon races up the floor, going to the hole, lays it up. No. Rebound bobbled around, controlled by Horton for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to get back within 6 again here with a bucket. Deckard got it out top, thought about the 3, traveled with the basketball. Yes, they did. Hollis Deckard made a head and shoulder fake and didn't get the ball on the floor before he picked up that pivot foot. Call for the travel. Liberty will inbound the ball with a minute 24 to go here in the first quarter, leading 14-6. Thayer Bobcats looking to get a stop here and try and climb back in the game. Thayer just making too many mistakes early. Parker Toon with it for Liberty on the left side wing. Gives it up in the corner to Altermat. Altermat now to Wells, way out around the 3-point line. To Alex Toon, back to Altermat. He went up for a shot, but passed it instead. And now the ball goes to Wells at the free throw line. Back out to Altermat. He goes around the defense with a nice head and shoulder fake. Gives it to Wells. Wells in lane will score. Wells with 6, and Liberty back on top by 10 with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer with the ball. Hollis Deckard hands it to Belcher. Belcher looking to penetrate. Pulls up with a running one-hander. That's good! Belcher with his first 2 points of the game gets Thayer back within single digits at 16-8. 35 seconds to go now. I believe Coach Harrell will instruct his Liberty Eagles to play for the final shot of the quarter. 29 seconds to go. Thayer Bobcats. Liberty Eagles here, the district championship game. Liberty, by the way, champions of the SCA. They ran the SCA schedule undefeated. Part of that 23-game winning streak they've got going. Liberty with it outside again. Just handling it out there. Now they give it to Alex Toon. Alex going down the left side of the lane. Dumped it over to Wells. Wells fakes and scores. Wells with 8 points in the quarter. Here's Thayer coming the other way looking to get one at the buzzer. And we got an offensive foul called on Belcher. Belcher with a push-off, calls the offensive foul. That's number 2 on the Bobcats sophomore. That's just a trying too hard play right there. And Liberty inbounds it with 1.8 seconds. A long shot at the buzzer is no good off the rim. And that'll do it for the first quarter. 18-8. They are Bobcats trail the Mountain View Burstley Liberty Eagles in the district championship. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Well, Thayer Bobcats will open the second quarter with the basketball, down by 10, 18-8. Liberty red hot in that first quarter, and Drayton Wells, the big senior in the middle, has got 8 of the 18 for the Liberty Eagles, 5 for Parker Toon. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. They need a bucket here to stay close. They get it to Carter Nicholson, who checked in during the quarter break. Now giving it to Trinkler down the baseline, wraparound pass going to Riley White. Riley out to Hollis Deckard. Hollis penetrates in the lane, keeps it back out, and gets it back in the corner, fakes the three. Now going down the baseline, gets fouled on the drive. That'll be, looks like, on Ellett. Carter Ellett. Yep, number 11 called for the foul. That'll be his first. And the first team foul on Liberty here. Thayer Bobcats playing without Belcher now. Belcher on the bench with 2 fouls opening up the quarter. Bobcats inbound the ball to Horton. Horton gives it out to Trinkler. Trinkler to the right elbow. Out to Carter Nicholson for a 3. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound control by Altermat for Liberty. There come the Eagles with the ball. Alex Toon up the right side. Gets in the corner to Ellett. Fakes the 3, and he traveled. Yes, he did. So Ellett, the freshman for Liberty, with a travel. And the Thayer Bobcats get it back. We played 34 seconds in this quarter. Neither team has scored after a pretty high-scoring first quarter, 18-8. Both teams with the turnovers early here in the second. Thayer gets into half-court offense. They swing the ball to Carter Nicholson to Kipton Horton driving in the lane. The freshman puts it up and in. Horton off the Bobcat bench with his first 2 of the night. And Thayer back within 8. 1 minute gone by here in the second quarter. Liberty with the ball. Alex Toon into the front court. Leans it over to Ellett. Ellett goes to Parker Toon. He goes down the right side of the lane. Double pumps on the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Can't follow. Wells had it knocked away, and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats on the rebound. And it'll be a rebound or an inbound play here for Liberty. Fouls on number 21, Hollis Deckard. Wells got the rebound, and Hollis, while he was still holding it, just reached up and smacked it out of his hands. Liberty making a substitution now. Ellett checks out of the game. Number 23, Paxton Hunter, the big junior, checks back in. Altermat to trigger it in for the Eagles. Got it to Wells in the paint. Makes one dribble. Steps around the defense and scores. Bobcat defense left their feet. You just can't do that. They left their feet, and he got the easy lay-in. Bobcats with the ball. Carter Nicholson over to Hollis Deckard. Job of the key. Hollis wings it to Horton on the left side wing. Now over to Trinkler on the right side. Hollis on the wing. Down inside to Horton. Horton dumps it off to Riley White, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. Lee Liberty Eagle ball. And Thayer making a substitution. Riley White checking out of the game. Dominic Boyce will check in. So Thayer now with 3 subs on the floor, along with Hollis Deckard and Hunter Trinkley. Liberty coming the other way. Hunter with it in the backcourt. Oh, and almost stolen by Trinkler. Ball loose on the floor again. Hunter's got it in a timeout call before Liberty got called for the 10 seconds. Coach Harrell with a quick timeout for his team got called for the violation. And we're going to keep it right here. Thayer Bobcat basketball brought to you tonight in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Partners in Shine of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Olsen and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters over there, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forceless Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, along with Thayer Farm Center, Thayer Plant Food, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering, all Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight and every night. The Bobcats take the floor. So Liberty will inbound the ball. They get a fresh 10 seconds. Thayer is thrown on the 2-2-1 press. Paxton Hunter with it for Liberty, getting across the timeline, got it down to Altermat. He pumps a 3, and it's good. Altermat wide open, and Liberty up now by 13, 23-10. Thayer with the ball, looking for somebody to answer. Kipton Horton's got it on the wing. Liberty really playing a good defense here tonight. Really spreading it out on the floor, making the Bobcats really work for shots. Here's again to Dominic Boyce. Dom in the lane, has to get rid of it, does to Nicholson. Now back to Trinkler. Trinkler out to Horton for 3 in the corner. It's good. Kipton Horton from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Bobcats back within 10. 5:38 to go in the first half. Liberty with it. Alex Toon gives over to Paxton Hunter. Now into the lane to Carter Toon. His shot is no good. Rebound volleyed around. And Dominic Boyce has got it for Thayer. He'll give it to Kipton Horton and the Bobcats with a chance to get back to single digits here. Down by 13 a moment ago, now down by 10. Here's Trinkler going to the hole. His shot is blocked by Wells. And the loose ball picked up by Toon. Going to the bucket, lays it up, no. Rebounded by Trinkler for the Bobcats. Off to Horton on the break. Horton going all the way to the hole, lays it up and in. What a play by the freshman. The freshman has scored 7, and the Thayer Bobcats are back to within 8, 23-15, with just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Bobcat youngsters coming to play tonight. Liberty with the ball. Altamass, the junior, has got it. Out to three-point line on the left side. Gives it to Parker Toon. Toon going inside to Hunter. Hunter turns, goes up with a shot, and it's good. They scored over Horton. Not much Kipton could do about that. Hunter, bigger and stronger. Just powered that one up and in off the window. Thayer with a basketball. Down now by 25-15. Got it to Trinkler. Trinkler drives the baseline. Kicks it out to Carter Nicholson. Now to Hollis Deckard. Hollis looking to penetrate for Thayer. Gets in there. Can't get a shot away. Gives out to Trinkler. He'll fire the three ball. It's good. Trinkler with a three. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. The Thayer Bobcats back to within 7, 25-18, with 4 minutes to go in the first half here in the Class 3 District 9 Championship. Liberty Eagles taking their time, brings up the floor, got the Parker Toon. Parker swings over to Altamont on the left side. Defense jumped out on him. And Parker Toon got behind the defense and scores the easy bucket. That was a good live by Altamont. Got in the ball right where he needed it for the easy two. Liberty up. Here's Deckard with a shot for Sayer from three-point land. No good. And a foul going to be called on the rebound. Foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. Dominic Boyce. Dom called for the push, and now Liberty making a substitution. Ellett will check back in the ballgame, and Parker Toon will get a little rest here. 3:37 to go. Liberty up by 9 with the ball. Alex Toon takes his time, brings it up the floor, finally gets it across. Trinkler comes out on him. Now Parker Toon going to the hole, kicks it back outside to Hunter. Hunter had it slipped away by Horton. And the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back. They go up to Carter Nicholson. Carter through a double team. Throws one up off the window. No good. Looks for the rebound. And it's controlled by Boyce. Boyce out to Deckard. The floater from the free throw line. Wouldn't go down. Boy, Hollis got to hit that shot. And the Liberty Eagles get the ball back on the rebound. 3 minutes to go first half. Thayer had a chance to get back to within 6 right there. Sit back to within 7 and didn't hit the one. Liberty with it, working around the Bobcat defense. Alex Toon's got it on the left side, out to Hunter. Hunter gives it right back to Alex Toon. They'll start the offense from there. 2:45 to go. Liberty's been very deliberate offensively tonight and very disciplined. Here's Ellett, wide open for a three, top of the key. It's off the rim, no good. Boyce with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats, needing a bucket. They get it up to Nicholson. Now back around to Trinkler. Trinkler goes in the lane, shoots a floater, and it's good. The Bobcat freshmen came to play tonight. They combined for 14 of the Bobcats' 20 points, and they are back within 7 with that bucket. Liberty getting across the timeline, down to 2:14 to play in the first half. Altamont holds it out near midcourt. Nicholson jumps out on him. He'll give it up now to Paxton Hunter. Hunter at the top of the key, going to dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Ball stripped away. Oh, and off the hands of the Bobcats and out of bounds. Good defensive play down there by Hollis Deckard and Kipton Horton. Ball was knocked away, but will be out of bounds off the Bobcats' hands. They just couldn't quite control it. Substitution now for Thayer and for Liberty. Parker Toon checks back in the game. And Riley White back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty inbounds it to Parker Toon. He catches and scores. They caught the Thayer napping in the middle. And the Bobcats give up an easy two there. Here comes Trinkler for the Bobcats down the floor and going to get fouled as he makes a move to the bucket. And that may be on Parker Toon. It is. And that's number 2 on Parker. Parker Toon picks up his 2nd here with a minute 48 to go in the first half. Non-shooting foul. Bobcats will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Down by 9. Needing a bucket on this possession. Running the inbound play in the middle. Nobody open. He'll bring it way out top to Riley White. Riley puts on the floor one time, swings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler out front. He'll give it now to Horton. Horton started to go to the right side. Now does on the dribble and gives it up to Hollis Deckard. Hollis out top to Nicholson, and now Trinkler. Trinkler again going to the bucket. Gets cut off. Gives out to Hollis Deckard. Hollis into the lane. Feeds it out in the corner to Carter Nicholson for a three. It's good! Nicholson from downtown. Another three brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer back to within 6. 29-23, a minute 14 to go in the first half. Liberty working the ball to Parker Toon at the high post, goes down the lane, trying to dump it inside. It's knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Good job by the Thayer Bobcats. The interior defense is getting better here tonight. Normally, a staple for the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty just pounded it in there, and the Bobcats have managed to knock it away the last two or three times they have. Liberty running the inbound from the baseline, got it in. Alex Toon out around the three-point line. Now puts it on the floor, dumping it inside to Parker, and a hell ball is called as Hollis Deckard was there to tie him up. And the possession belongs to the Liberty Eagles on the alternating possession rule. 1 minute to go, first half. Good ball game going here. 29-23. Thayer down to the Liberty Eagles here in the district championship. Ellis, the trigger man for Liberty on the play. Got it inside to Wells. Wells having a good first half. He has scored 12, and Thayer doesn't have an answer inside for him. Liberty now back up by 8. Thayer with a basketball. 50 seconds to go. Goes right side to Trinkler. Now to Nicholson in the corner. He gets buried a 3 from there. Bobcat gets to Trinkler. Trinkler in the lane. The short floater is good. Trinkler with 9 in the first half. And the Thayer Bobcats now back within 6. 35 seconds to go. Liberty probably holds for the final shot here unless somebody gets a wide open layup. Alex Toon handles it out front. Trinkler comes out on him. Now Alex going down, gives it out to Ellett. Ellett with a 3 out of the corner. It's good. That's what I was talking about. They didn't hold it. They go back up by 9 with that 3-pointer by Carter Ellett. And Thayer coming the other way, bouncing the ball inside to Riley White. He couldn't hang on. And the loose ball picked up by Liberty. Big turnover there. Here's Parker Toon with a 3. No good. Rebound off to Thayer. Here comes Horton with a long 3. Oh, just missed it off the backboard. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Liberty 34, Thayer Bobcats 25. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the 5D screen printing halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back after the timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by 5D Screen Printing. And our halftime score, 34-25. Thayer Bobcats are down by 9. Bobcats did outscore the Liberty Eagles in the second quarter. Thayer were down 10, 18-8 at the end of one. Outscored Liberty 17-16. And for the Bobcats, they just got to quit turning the ball over. Well, they've made some plays. They made some really good plays tonight, but they've got to quit turning the ball over. And the three ball, you know, kind of the difference to this one right now, Liberty has hit 3 threes in the first half. Thayer has hit 1, 2, 3, 4. And the Bobcats are going to have to keep hitting some of those shots from the perimeter because the Wells kid, the big 6'8 senior, is really playing well in the middle for the Liberty Eagles. Matter of fact, he leads Liberty in scoring in the first half with 14 against Thayer Bobcats. I'm sure that's what they're talking about in the locker room now with Coach Pitts and Coach Steed. We've got to take better care of the basketball. Can't keep turning it over. And basketball is the same as football. When you turn the ball over, bad things happen, especially when you're playing a good team like this Liberty Eagle team, which is 25-2, and the SDA champions, undefeated SDA champions, coming into this game. All right, again, 34-25, Thayer down 9 at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of your 5D screen printing halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Your vehicle is more than transportation. It's an investment. Regular maintenance means fewer surprises, lower repair costs, and longer vehicle life. Don's Auto Service experts want to keep you rolling smoothly. See their extensive service and tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Protect your ride with the help of Don's Auto Service in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hello, back at the Cabool High School, the 5D screen printing halftime report. Thayer Bobcats are down 9 at the half, trailing the Liberty Eagles 34-25. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First for the Thayer Bobcats, they are led in the scoring in the first half by Hunter Trinkler. The freshman's got 9 of the Bobcats' 25. The other freshman, Kipton Horton, has scored 7, including hitting a 3. And then 4 points for Riley White. Those were early in the game. 3 for Carter Nicholson off the bench, and Jaden Belcher with 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. For the Liberty Eagles, they're led by the big senior in the middle, Drayton Wells, that scored 14 in the first half. Parker Toon with 9, a 3 for Alex Toon, a 3 for Carter Ellett, and a 3 for Blaine Altamat. That should add up to 34-25. Neither team in any serious foul trouble. Parker Toon's got 2 fouls in the first half for Liberty. After that, Carter Ellis got 1 and 1 for Blaine Altamat. For the Thayer Bobcats, Jaden Belcher with 2 in the first half, Hollis Deckard with 1, Riley White with 1, and Dominic Boyce with 1. Well, nobody in serious foul troubles. We head to the second half, and folks, don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. We expect it's going to be a dandy second half. This game's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Cabool High School gym. By the way, I was talking with Coach Ramp Bellers here at Cabool earlier before the game, and he was telling me this building is in its 30th year. I remember when they built this building and started playing games here, and everybody was amazed. It is a beautiful facility, and it has really held up well. But again, Coach Beller telling me this is the 30th year for this building here at Cabool, and I was really surprised by that. I knew it had been a long time, but I didn't know it had been quite that long. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with your second half. Again, Thayer Bobcats trail the Liberty Eagles 34-25 as we head to the third period. Back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And we're back at the Cabool High School gym, ready for our third quarter to get underway. Thayer Bobcats will open the second half with the basketball, and I've always said it in my 45 years of doing this, the first 4 minutes of the second half are always kind of a telltale sign in a basketball game, most of the time. And Bobcats inbound it, got it to Keith Combs. Combs going to the bucket, misses the layup, and the Liberty Eagles control the rebound. Liberty with the ball here up by nine. They swing it to the right left side for Ellett. Ellett almost lost it out of bounds, gathers it in, feeds it back out front, and gets it right back. Swings it over to Parker Toon. Parker going to Hunter in the lane. He goes toward the bucket, pulls up with a short jumper, no good. Belcher with a rebound, and then lost it out of bounds. Well, the Bobcats have just not been very strong with the ball in the middle. They've gotten their hands on some rebounds and just haven't been able to corral them. Liberty Eagles have dominated the inside game here at Cabool High School this evening so far. They've got on the inbound here. A little trouble getting it in. They do finally to Parker Toon. Brings it outside to Paxton Hunter. And now to Alex Toon. And he'll take it back out front. Liberty will reset the offense. We're 1 minute into the third quarter. Neither team has scored yet. Liberty with it. Got to Parker Toon. Swings it over and throws it out of bounds. It was tipped by the defense, they say. And it goes off Hunter Trinkler, and he agrees with that call. Trinkler almost got the steal. Not enough of it. Ball went out of bounds. Liberty will inbound it again. And we played 1 minute in the third quarter. And again, neither team has scored yet. Liberty with the ball. Swinging it right side to Parker Toon on the wing. Back out to Alex Toon. And there's a travel on Alex Toon. Yep. Alex picked up the pivot foot before he got the dribble down. And the Thayer Bobcats have got it back. So both teams with the ball early and both teams with a turnover. Under 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to get back within seven here with a bucket. Got it. To Combs. Combs goes left side for Hollis Texas. Now outside to Trinkler. Trinkler down the middle of the lane. Elevates for the shot. No good. And a rebound controlled by Wells. Wells will clear it and get it out to Parker Toon. He gets up to brother Alex. Little brother Alex. He'll take it out top of the key. Feed over to Ellett. Ellett dumps it down to Paxton Hunter. And he's going to be fouled. It'll be a push on Riley White. Trying to get him out of the lane. Riley got the hand and extended the arm. He can get the hand in their back as long as you keep that arm bent. But he straightened it out. Call for the push. Bobcats make a substitution. Kipton Horton checks back into the game in place of Heath Combs. And Liberty looking inbound. Got it inside to Hunter, but the shot is blocked by Belcher. Staying running the other way. Got it to Horton. Reverse layup is blocked by Wells. Wells didn't let the rim get in his way. Horton tried to go under the rim for the reverse layup. And it goes off of Wells out of bounds. He went up and blocked it anyway. That's a good defensive play right there. That was impressive. Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball out front to Trinkler. Fakes the three. Goes around his man, and he's going to get fouled. Trinkler making a nice move to the bucket there, and he gets fouled. It'll be on Hunter, Paxton Hunter. That'll be his first of the game. And the second team foul on the Liberty Eagles here in the third quarter. Thayer looking inbound the ball, got it in the corner to Belcher. Belcher floats to the bucket, pulls up with a short jumper. No good. Rebound Parker Toon for Liberty. Well, neither team hitting any shots here. We're still at 34-25. Liberty with the ball in a 9-point lead. Down to 6 minutes to play in the third period. Liberty being very deliberate offensively here tonight. Just swinging it around the horn. Got it down the corner. Now to the cutter. Parker Kuhn down left side of the lane. Shot is blocked by Riley White, but Kuhn got it right back. Out to Ellett for a three, and it's good. Ellett hit two shots for Liberty tonight, both of them from outside the three-point line. And here goes Fair with the ball. Oh, he lost it in the middle. Trankler down the middle of the lane, tried to dish it down on the baseline, and stolen by Liberty. Eagles with a chance to go up by, well, they're up by 12 right now, 37-25, chance to add to that lead. I got to Ellett, another three ball. That one is in and out, no good. The rebound controlled by Trinkler for Thayer. Bobcats with the ball. Got it to Kipton Horton out on top. Horton looking to go toward the lane, kick it back out to Hollis Deckard in the corner. Hollis brings out to the wing, back to Horton. Horton back to Hollis Deckard. Deckard on top to Trinkler. Trinkler spins in the lane. Fadeaway jumper is up off the front iron, no good. Wells clears the rebound, and Thayer had nobody in the paint to rebound the ball. And the Liberty Eagles walking it up the other way. Parker Kuhn will get it across the timeline, and the big gray bulldog head right in the middle of the floor here to Cabool High School. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter, Liberty with the 12-point lead and the ball. Parker Kuhn is going to get fouled out front. It'll be a foul on Hunter Trinkler. First foul on Trinkler tonight, and that'll be team foul number two on the Thayer Bobcats here in the third quarter. Substitution for the Bobcats, Carter Nicholson checking into the game. Hollis Deckard will come out. So Deckard and Horton both into the game now. Thayer with two subs on the floor, down by 12. Liberty with the ball. Alex Soon off the Parker, top of the key, now to Ellett. Bobcats jump on out him this time. And Liberty going to force the ball down inside. We're going to get a foul. Carter Nicholson fouls Wells as Wells made the catch. Foul on Carter will be his first tonight. Six different Bobcats have committed a foul now in this game. That is team foul number three, midway through the third quarter. Liberty lobs the ball inbounds, got it to Wells. Wells to Ellett. Ellett over to Parker Kuhn for a three. This one's off the rim, no good. Riley White gets down a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Can't get back within 10 with a bucket. They get it to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson. Little crossover dribble, dumps it down to Riley White on the baseline. Riley backs up, feeds out to Horton. Horton going to the top of the key on the dribble, now to Trinkler. Trinkler looking to penetrate, dumps it off to Riley White. This shot is blocked, and he's fouled on the play. That'll be on Wells. Wells, the call for the foul will be his first of the night. Team foul number three on Liberty here in the third quarter. And Riley White will go to the free throw line and shoot two here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Trying to cut into that 12-point Liberty lead. First one is up and good. Riley with his fifth point of the night makes an 11-point game and the first point for Thayer here in the third quarter. We've played almost 4 minutes. Second free throw is up. Wooden drop down and a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on. I think you're going to call it on Ellett for the hold. Yes, they are. Ellett called for the foul. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball here with a chance to get back to within 9 if they can score a bucket. Thayer run the inbound play. Looking inside, nobody open. Now bring it out to Horton around the three-point line on the left wing. He'll kick it over to Trinkler. Bobcats start it right side to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Trinkler. Penetrates into the lane. Back out to Nicholson. Makes a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Wells. And the Liberty Eagles up by 11 with the ball, 37-26. They've outscored Thayer 3-1 in this third period so far. Liberty with it. Parker Kuhn powers it down the left side of the free throw line. Shoots no good. Rebound controlled by Thayer. Nicholson got it. Nicholson out to Kipton Horton. Horton back to Nicholson out top. And now Nicholson going down the middle of the lane. Pulls up with a floater, and it's good. Nice play by Nicholson, and Thayer back within 9, 37-28. Our score, 3:25 to go in the third period. Liberty bringing up the floor again slowly. Got it down the left side to Parker Nicholson. Back out to Ellett. Long pass down inside to Wells, just outside the lane on the right side. He'll give it back out to Alex Toon. Alex going down to the baseline. Gets tied up down there and got rid of the ball to Wells at the high post to Ellett. He'll fire another three. That one's off the rim. No good. Riley White skies for the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats can't get back within seven here with a bucket. Kipton Horton. Trinkler with it outside now. Trinkler goes to the left side on the dribble. Wings it to Belcher. Belcher with the penetration. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it out to Horton. Horton on the left side. He moves one side step. Shoots no good. That one rolls off the rim. Rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White ran it down. Thayer going to reset here. Horton with it out top. Gives out to Belcher. Belcher making the move and throws it away. Belcher tried to wrap around pass and Ellett steals it. And Thayer knocks it away from him going the other way. It'll be off the Bobcats and out of bounds. Bobcat fans didn't think so, but from where I sit high above the floor, it was. But a good defensive play by Horton to get down there and make that play defensively, not give up the easy layup. Now Ellett comes off the floor. Altomat checks back in for the Liberty Eagles. Liberty inbounds the ball to Alex Toon, going inside to Paxton Hunter. He put it on the floor. That should have been a double dribble. No call. The shot was blocked by Belcher, and the Bobcats come the other way. Riley White to Trinkler down the middle of the lane, lays it up and in, and one. Trinkler with a beautiful move down the right side of the lane. Ducks under. Put up a little yo-yo shot, scored it, and Wells fouled him. That'll be foul number two on Wells and team foul number four on the Liberty Eagles with 2:14 to go in the third quarter. Thayer now back to within seven, trying to make it a six-point game with Trinkler at the free throw line. He missed it. Rebound taken by Parker Toon and stolen. Oh, but a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcat. Nicholson and Trinkler were both there, and they call a foul on Nicholson. A good defensive play. It'll be a non-shooting foul, but team foul number four now on Thayer, so both teams be shooting free throws on the next one. 2:12 to play in the third quarter. Thayer back within seven. Remember, the Bobcats were down nine at the end of the first half, trailed by 10 at the end of the first quarter. Liberty with the ball, getting in the backcourt. Parker Toon works up. And now Hunter's got it. Hunter dumps it down to Wells. Too far into the bucket, kicks it back outside. Wells with it, fakes the three, gives it out to Parker Toon. Now Alex, he'll pump one from the top. It's off the rim, no. Rebound, Wells, back up and in. First 2 points, the second half for Wells, and the Thayer Bobcats won a timeout. 39-30, minute 47 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Cabool High School. Liberty Eagles with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats. 39-30 with a minute 47 to go in the third period. And we got an opportunity to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Folks like Fred O'Neill over at the law office there in Thayer. 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Karen Perkins. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture. Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. The Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer. Silver Spring Storage Units. RV Park and Commercial Rentals. The Alton Bank and the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, along with the Langley Animal Clinic and Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food. And the Thayer Bobcats, almost threw it away. Last touch by the Liberty Eagles. Thayer down nine here. By the way, that timeout was called by Coach Harrell with the Liberty Eagles. So Thayer, and here's a long pass cross court deflected by the defense and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And it was a dangerous pass there by the Bobcats. Hard to go over the top of these Liberty Eagles. They're just so big. Wells out there at 6'8". Ultimate kid looks to be about 6'2", 6'3". Thayer with the basketball off the inbound. Got it to Horton. Horton working the right side. Going to the bucket. Lays up off the window. No good. Rebound tipped out. And controlled by Alex Toon. Liberty Eagles up 9 with the ball. Minute 21 to go in the third. Horton trying to make something happen. Didn't get the ball to go down off the window. There goes Alex Toon for Liberty down the right side. Kicks it out to Altomat. Altomat bounces it to the free throw line to Wells. He kicks it back outside. And now over to Parker Toon. Parker will swing it over to Alex. 20 seconds gone by. Liberty hasn't even looked at the basket yet. They may hold for the final shot of the period here. Parker Toon back way up near midcourt. Gifton Horton comes out to guard and keeping the count alive. Now here is Alex Toon into the lane. Now kicks it outside. Three-point ball by Hunter is off the rim. No good. Owen Wells got the rebound over the back of Carter Nicholson, and no foul call. Wow. 31 seconds to go now. Liberty with the ball. Parker Toon's got it on the left side of the floor, way out around midcourt. Gives it to Paxton Hunter. Hunter back to Parker Toon. Liberty obviously going to hold for the final shot here. Now they go in the corner to Ultimate. Ultimate brings down the drive, feeds it over to Hunter. Hunter on the left side. Takes it down low. 10 seconds to go now. Back to Parker Toon. Parker Toon down to Ultimate in the corner. Three ball out of the corner. No good. Rebound Thayer. Here comes Trinkler with 2 seconds. Pulls up with a three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. What has been a big huge shot if it would have went in. High score at the end of three quarters, 39-30. Liberty Eagles lead the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of the Class 3 District 9 Basketball Championship game in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And we're back here and ready for our fourth quarter play. The Liberty Eagles lead the Thayer Bobcats 39-30 as we head to the final 8 minutes. Both teams scored 5 points in the third quarter. So much for the first 4 minutes. Oh, here's Trinkler. Almost stole it from Toon, but Toon got it back. Gives it down to Ultimate in the corner. Three ball is good. Yep, that kid can shoot it. Ultimate puts Liberty up again by 12. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Nicholson into the lane. Bumps once. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked by Parker Toon. And the loose ball picked up by Liberty. Here come the Eagles. Picking the pace up a little bit now. They get it to Alex Toon. Top of the key. Over to Parker Toon. They are back in that still playing that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Liberty. 42 points through three quarters. They get it to Alex Toon. Back to Ultimate. Bobcats jump on him. He'll give it to Alex Toon. Back out. And Liberty going to back it back out near midcourt and restart the offense from here. Alex Toon defended by Riley White. Going to the bucket, and he traveled with the basketball. Yep. Just enough defensive pressure out there to make him shuffle his feet. Now Thayer making a substitution. Hollis Decker, the Bobcat senior, checks back in the game. Carter Nicholson will check out. Thayer with the ball down by 12 in desperate need of a basket here. We're down to 7 minutes to play in the game. Trinkler with it. He's going to the hole, lays it up. No, couldn't hit the shot. It was bothered by Wells. He tried to go over the top and shot it too hard. Good defensive play there by Drayton Wells for the Liberty Eagles. He has been a force down there protecting the basket. And there's going to be a foul out front on the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be on Hunter Trinkler. And that'll be number two on Trinkler tonight. Liberty making a substitution here as Ellett will check into the game. And Paxton Hunter will check out. Liberty by 12. 6:47 to go. They will inbound the ball. They get it in the backcourt to Alex Toon. Kipton Horton comes out, greets him at midcourt defensively. Moves off a screen, got the ball down to Ultimate in the right corner. Ultimate outside to Parker Toon, bounces to Wells in the lane. Short jumper, no good. Belcher with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Belcher on the move, all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. That's only the second field goal of the game for Jaden Belcher and the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats back within 10 with that bucket. Liberty getting it down inside to Wells. Wells is going to be fouled as he goes to the hole. He was going to dunk that ball. That's a good play by Hollis Decker not to let that happen. If he would have dunked that ball, this game might be over. But he'll back up and shoot free throw. Wells, with 14 points on the line, leads the Liberty Eagles, and the first free throw is no good. 6:18 to play in the game. Thayer still in it, down by just 10, 42-32. Second free throw is up. No good. Ellen with a rebound for Liberty, and he scores. So Liberty gets the bucket anyway. Ellett had it tipped to him by Parker Toon. Here's Belcher for Thayer going up with another floater in the lane. It's no good. Goes and tips his own rebound and gets it in the corner. And he's fouled on the play by Ellett. Ellett fouled him as he made the catch. That'll be number three on Ellett. Team foul number one in the fourth quarter on the Liberty Eagles. Bobcats will inbound the ball down by 12. 6 minutes exactly on the clock. Bobcats gives it to Hollis Deckard. Hollis gets into the lane. Going up with a shot. Double pumps. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Parker Toon for Liberty. Here come the Eagles on the fly. Bobcats got back defensively and stopping. And the Liberty Eagles will back it back out near midcourt. Start the offense from there. Got to Altermat. Looking inside. Not open. Now to Ellett in the right corner. Ellett out to Parker Toon. And now to Altermat. Top of the key. Shot is an air ball. Is going to be saved in by Parker Toon, but right to Hunter Trinkler for Thayer. Trinkler going to the hole, now backs it back out. He's going back in there. He'll challenge the big, cuts the shot up, no, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to be on number two, Parker Toon, and that's number three on Parker. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball, non-shooting foul. Thayer will inbound it on the offensive end down under the bucket. Deckard got to Belcher. Belcher in the lane, lays it up, and good. Tough shot for Belcher. He got it in. Thayer back within 10 again at 44-34. Bobcats now, they can get a stop for the chance to get back to single digits. Down to 5 minutes to play in the game. Folks, this one's far from over. Liberty with the ball. Got it outside to Parker Toon. Defended by Trinkler. Takes it to the left side of the floor all the way down to the baseline and gives it up in the corner. Oh, Wells just traveled with it. No call. Ball comes back outside for Liberty to Alex Toon. Handles it near midcourt. Looking to make a move down the right side of the lane, kicks it out, and around the horn it goes to Ellett. Belcher jumps out on him. Now ball goes to Altermat. Altermat trying to hand it off. It's stolen by Trinkler. He'll go to the lane. Misses the layup, but he's fouled by Parker Toon. And that is foul number three on Parker Toon. Or no, I'm sorry, number four. Foul number four on Parker Toon. That's a huge development for Liberty. Non-shooting foul. Bobcats will be inbounding on the far sideline, and here comes Paxton Hunter back in the game. Parker Toon is going to have to go to the Liberty bench with that fourth foul. Thayer with the ball, down by 10. We're down to 4:40 to play in the game. Bobcats trying to mount a comeback here in the district championship. Trinkler with it outside. Go crossover dribble. Bounces it down to Riley White. He challenges Wells. Misses the shot. And has a tough miss, and Wells got the rebound for Liberty. Liberty survived one there. Thayer had a chance to get back within eight, couldn't get the bucket. Alex Toon handles the ball out front, feeds it over to Hunter. Hunter looking to make a move, goes to the elbow, now brings it back out, and circles out front. And there's a foul on Liberty. Yep, a moving screen by Peyton Hunter. And Thayer's going to get the ball back with 4 minutes to play, down by 10. Bobcats need a big bucket here. A three would be huge for Thayer's effort of a comeback in the district championship. Trinkler with it. Feeds the ball. Oh, almost flew out of bounds. But it's run down by Horton for the Bobcats. Horton looking to penetrate. Gives out to Belcher. He'll stop. Shoot a three. It's good. Belcher from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Liberty Eagles won a timeout. The Thayer Bobcats back to within seven. 44-37 with 3:54 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back after the timeout. We'll say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters, including partners in Shine of West Plains, Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio, and Thayer Head Breakfast today. Boy, those big boy bagels are good. Also, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Mr. Den of West Plains, along with the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, the Alton Bank in the Branch, Bank of Birch Street, and Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats have fought back within seven. Remember, they've been down by as many as 13 in this game. And they get the ball across the timeline, get into the half-court set. They get it to Paxton Hunter. Hunter drives in the lane, kicks it out. Liberty can afford to run a little clock here with a seven-point lead. They give the ball to Hunter out around the three-point line. Now back to Ellett. Belcher jumps out on him. Right back to Hunter. Hunter spins away from the defense. Goes into the free throw circle and back out. Gives it back to Ellett. 3:21 to play in the game. Thayer down seven, playing defense. Here's Hunter with it for Liberty. I'll give it out to Alex Toon. Toon defended by Trinklet. Taking it into the lane. Ball poked away. Nope. Altomath got it for Liberty. Altomath to Alex Toon. Down low to Wells. He dumps it home. Wells with a two-handed jam. Liberty back out by nine. Thayer with the ball. Belcher moves. Couldn't get a shot away. Gives it out to Horton. Around to Trinklet. Trinklet working it to the baseline. Kicks it out to Belcher. Three ball is up and it's good. Belcher with a three and Thayer now within six. 46-40. Bobcats, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Liberty still not across the timeline. Finally, they get it across to Ellett just before the 10 seconds. Liberty working again on the offensive end. They got it to Paxton Hunter. Hunter takes it to the left side, and Liberty wants a timeout here. 2:29 to play in the game. Thayer back to within six. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
And we're back at the Cabool High School gym. Boy, we got a dandy going here. Thayer Bobcats trying to mount a comeback. They were down by 13 in this game. And they're back within six with 2:29 to play. 46-40 is our score. Liberty has only scored 7 points in this fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats have scored 10. And again, Thayer back within six. It'll be Liberty ball. By the way, that three-pointer by Belcher was his second here in the second half, and both of them brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Liberty inbounds ball in the backcourt, and immediately Hunter Trinkler goes out and fouls him. Foul on Trinkler will be his third, and so Thayer is going to try to get to the point where they're putting Liberty at the free throw line. That is team foul number three in the fourth quarter on the Bobcats. But one more before they put Liberty at the line. We're down to 2:27 to play in the game. Liberty having trouble getting the ball inbounded. Oh, and there's going to be a foul called on Hollis Deckard. Hollis trying to cut off Parker Toon, and Deckard called the foul. That'll be number three on him. Deckard and Trinkler each with three, two apiece for Belcher, White, and Nicholson. Liberty inbounded again, got it in the backcourt to Alex Toon. Belcher's guarding him. Toon gets it up across the timeline. Liberty will get in the half-court set here. They go to Ellett, back to Alex Toon. 2:18 going in the game, and a foul going to be called here on the Thayer Bobcats to be on the floor. Foul on number 23, that is Belcher. And that'll be number three on Belcher tonight. And they'll send Alex Toon to the free throw line. Alex with only 3 points in the ballgame. He'll shoot two here on team foul number five on the Thayer Bobcats. First one is up, and it's good. He knocked it down. Back to a seven-point lead for the Liberty Eagles. So a three-possession game for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, just 2:16 remaining in the ballgame. Second free throw by the junior. Alex Toon is up, and he nailed them both. 5 points now for Alex Toon. And Thayer with the ball. Down 48-40. Hollis Deckard looking to penetrate. Goes into the lane, spins right. Dumps it down low tried to dump it down low to Riley White, and the ball is off of Wells and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll trigger it in down under the bucket. 2:05 to go. Thayer down eight, needing a big bucket here. Running the inbound play. Got it to Horton in the corner. Launches a three. It's good! Horton with a three. And we get a timeout on the floor. 2 minutes exactly remaining. Fair Bobcats are back to within five. 48-43, our score. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I told you not to go anywhere. This game was going to come right down to the wire. Thayer Bobcats trying to fight their way back in it. Now the Bobcats have got to be talking about how do we get a stop? How do you get the ball back? They're down five with 2:01 to play in the game. And again, Thayer's been down by as many as 13 a couple of times in this contest, but these youngsters have just not quit. And it's been the three youngsters, Jaden Belcher with 12 points, 11 for freshman Hunter Trinkler, and 10 for freshman Kipton Horton. Riley White with five and Carter Nicholson with five for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer Bobcats going to go full court, man-to-man pressure here as Liberty will inbound the ball and have to go the length of the court. And the Bobcats have got Heath Combs into the game. Heath will be in there to play defense. He's a very good defender, and he'll be in there to probably commit the foul if Liberty gets the ball inbound. Down to 2 minutes to go. They are running in, or Liberty run the inbound play. They got it in to Alex Toon in the backcourt. Back there with Ellett, just dribbling up the court and got it across in the 10 seconds. Liberty gets it to Altamat, fakes the three, gives it out to Ellett. Ellett back to Altamat in the right corner. Liberty trying to run some clock here, and Ellett's going to get fouled as he made a spin move. That'll be on Riley White. Riley will pick up his third, and now Hunter Trinkler going to check back into the game for the Thayer Bobcats after the first free throw by Altamat. Altamat, a really good shooter. You would think he is a really good free throw shooter. The junior started playing for the Liberty Eagles midway through the season. And the free throw is up and good. Started the season playing up at Ozark, Missouri, then transferred late. Horton back in the game for offense. Combs is out. Second free throw for Altamat is off the rim. No good. Ellett rebounds it and scores. Ellett with the offensive rebound. That's a tough one there. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Down by eight again. Got it in the lane. Belcher, a little fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound Liberty, and that might do it. Minute 25 to go in the game. Trinkler fouls Alex Toon coming the other way. And good strategy to foul them and put them at the free throw line, make them make free throws, but when they miss, you've got to rebound it. And the Bobcats didn't last time, and Ellett hit the shot to put them up by a score of 51-43. Free throw is up and good this time for Alex Toon. Alex Toon now with 6 points in the game, looking for number seven. Liberty led tonight by Drayton Wells with 16. Second free throw is up. That one's good. Toon hits them both. Liberty back up 10, a minute 25 to go. Here comes Thayer. Trinkler trying to get open down low, and he's going to get fouled. And that's going to put Hunter Trinkler at the line. That is team foul number five on Liberty. So both teams are shooting a double bonus. Foul on Alex Toon is his first of the game. Good player and just a junior for Coach Harrell and his Liberty Eagles. Bobcat freshman, Hunter Trinkler at the line, has scored 11 points tonight. First free throw is up and no good. Boy, that hurts. When you get this opportunity to score points without the clock running, you got to get it done. Second free throw for Trinkler, trying to cut it to nine. He missed it, and Liberty controls the rebound. Alex Toon going to be fouled in the backcourt by Hollis Deckers. That'll be number four on Hollis, and Alex Toon going back to the free throw line, probably trying to seal the deal here. A minute 19 to go in the game. If Liberty makes free throws, they're going to win this contest. If they make free throws, they're going to win. Toon at the line. First one is up for the junior. It's good. Toon now with 8 points in the game, five of them in the second half, all from the free throw line. looking for point number 9. And a 12-point lead for his team, and it's good. Liberty leads it by 12, 55-43. Here comes Sayer trying to hurry offensively. Oh, they threw it away. Hollis Decker tried to no-look pass in the middle to Riley White. Riley didn't see it coming. It goes out of bounds. Substitution now defensively for Sayer. East Combs will check in. Crinkler comes out. Ellett to trigger it in for the Liberty Eagles. Going to have to hurry. Does get it in finally to Alex Toon. Alex is knocked down and travel with the basketball. So Fair going to get it back down by 12 with a minute 11 to go. Trinkler checks back into the game. Fair sets up for the inbound play. Hollis Deckard slaps the ball to put it in motion. They lob it in out top to Hollis Deckard. Now to Belcher. Belcher's had the hot hand. He gives it up to Trinkler. No, that's Horton. Horton going to the rack, puts it up. No. Rebound tipped out to Belcher. To Deckard. Fakes the three. Goes in the lane. The floater is up and good. First 2 points of the game for Hollis Deckard. And Thayer gets a quick timeout. Bobcats are back within 10. 58-45. This game's not over yet, folks. We've still got 58 seconds to play. Let's step away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Hello, back at the Kabul High School. Well, the fans have thoroughly enjoyed this game. It's been a good one. Thayer Bobcats trail by 10. Thayer had got the lead down to 5 and had the ball and couldn't convert a bucket. And Liberty has gone on a little run here, a 5-0 run. And they've been doing it from the free throw line. Matter of fact, 5 free throws here late in the game by Alex Toon. He's the guy the Bobcats have been fouling, trying to get him at the line. And the one that he did miss, Liberty got the rebound and put it back in. That was a 3-point trip down the floor for the Liberty Eagles. So it'll be Liberty ball. Thayer back to within 10. Liberty can inbound it. They can run the baseline. Bobcats called that timeout after the made basket. So Liberty's Ellett, the freshman, inbounds it to Toon. He is fouled immediately by Heath Combs. The foul number 1 on Heath tonight. And we'll walk to the other end, and Liberty will put their freshman at the line. Or no, they're going to put Toon at the line. I'm sorry. Ellett was inbounding it, got it to Toon, the junior. Look at these Liberty Eagles for the future. The future still looks pretty bright. Alex Toon is back, Carter Ellett back, and Paxton Hunter all back. Free throw by Alex Toon is up and good. Toon now with 10 points in the game. 10 for Carter Elliott and 16 for Drayton Wells. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup for Liberty. Parker Toon with 9, 7 for Ultimate. Second free throw here for Alex Toon is up. That one's good. Back to a 12-point lead. Thayer got Horton back in the game, or Trinkler back in the game. Bobcats for the ball. Deckard going in the lane. The little one-handed running shot is up and good. And a foul going to be called on the inbound play. Obviously, by the Thayer Bobcats, they cut the lead down to 10. We've still got 47 seconds to go. But I mentioned a while ago, if Liberty hits free throws, they will hang on and win this game, but you got to hit free throws. And with that being said, then the Thayer Bobcats have got to rebound the basketball. The one Liberty has missed, Liberty got the rebound and put it back in. Here's Parker Toon at the free throw line, hits the free throw. Parker will be in double figures. 4 Liberty Eagles in double figures tonight. I mentioned good balance scoring up and down the lineup. Now the free throw, trying to make it a 12-point game. It's good for Parker Toon. Here comes Thayer in the hurley the other way. Trinkler going to the hole. Shot is blocked by Wells. Loose ball picked up by Toon, and he's going to be fouled. That'll be number 5 on Hollis Deckard, and the Bobcat senior is going to foul out of his final game as a Thayer Bobcat basketball player. And boy, has it been fun watching Hollis play in his career. Came to Thayer as a sophomore, played some as a sophomore, started on Thayer's Final Four team a year ago. Here's a free throw for Alex Toon. It's good. He's got 12 in the game. And Hollis Decker getting a big hug from his coach, Matt Pitts, on the sideline. Hollis never did get back to form after his illness. He got that flu midway through the year, lost 20 pounds. And Toon hits the second free throw. And he never did get back in form after losing all that weight in this week. Here's Trinkler for a three for Thayer. No good. Wells with the rebound. And Liberty now can run out the clock. They lead it 60-47. Bringing into the front court with Alex Toon. Bobcats guarding him out there. 20 seconds to go. Alex getting rid of it. Does to number one. That is Titus Gester who just checked in. Now out to Parker Toon and Alex Toon. 8 seconds remain. Bobcats going to let him stand there and hold it. Your final score, 60-47. The Liberty Eagles have beaten the Thayer Bobcats in the Class 3 District 9 basketball tournament. Congratulations to the Liberty Eagles on the district championship